Why do you think Allah puts these stories in the Quran in so many different forms? The story of Ashab al-Fil, the elephants who came to destroy the Kaaba. The story of Fir'aun. What destroyed him? It wasn't a bigger army than his, it was a bunch of water. What destroyed Goliath, the big huge army that Dawood alayhi salam with the slingshot as the big army and the tanks and this and that, and it was a rock that killed him. It shows you some parallels today, doesn't it? What destroyed al-Nimrud, mosquito? The battle of al-Ahzab, the biggest battle Arabia had ever seen. They came and surrounded the Muslims. What destroyed them? Wind. Wind and one soldier of the believers who had just become Muslim. One of the most beautiful stories from our Prophet's life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this pattern repeats and repeats and repeats and repeats. If you are wise, and if you spend time with the book of Allah, you say, wait a second, there's gotta be a reason why Allah repeats this type of story. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. It's not just a bedtime story you tell your kids. There's value in this, right?